¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Well, the first thing I would say to you, Andy, is it's like you have a blank canvas in Austin. And I was up when the team was introduced, and the energy, the passion, the excitement was all there. What is the first thing after that excitement blows over, after the press conference, what's the first thing that you do as president of Austin FC? And where does the thought process begin in building this club and building it from scratch?
Yeah, so first of all, thanks for having me on. I would say the day that we were announced as the 27th club in MLS, my job became infinitely harder, right? It was a dream. It was a vision. It became a reality on that date. And I'd say in simple terms, the next couple of years are going to be extremely complicated and busy. But from a prioritization perspective, we've got a lot of priorities. There's a lot of one and one A's. I think that will probably only get more complicated as we move from, let's call it, pure business to integrating the soccer side. So for right now, I think, you know, in simple terms, we're all about building infrastructure. So that's the infrastructure of our staff. So we've got to build out, you know, org charts. We've got to hire staff. We've got to onboard staff. We've got roughly, let's call it 20 employees right now, full-time employees. We're going to bring on another 100 across the next 20-something months as we prepare for our first season in 2021. So there's a lot of hiring that needs to get done. Obviously, on the infrastructure side, we're going to be building out our supporter base, our season ticket base. So at some point here very, very soon, let's call it mid-June, we're going to begin the process of going live with our season ticket deposit program. So that's a huge initiative as part of any expansion team, regardless of the sport. For us, we'll do that in the month of June this year as we prepare for spring of 2021. We've got to build out our corporate base. So those are all things sponsorship related, not necessarily the sexy side, but it's the important side of our business. We will certainly look to be in the top quartile, if not in the top five, of all MLS as it relates to some of the more important business aspects of having partners. You know, we're building out all things community involvement. So we just launched our foundation in the philanthropic arm of the club. One of the expectations that we have, irrespective of the expectations that the city has, is that we'll begin giving back. But we're going to begin providing soccer playing opportunities, infrastructure opportunities for kids who want to join the sport. We're going to build out our academy this year. So we'll begin play in the developmental academy in fall of this year with our U14 team. So the 2006 birthday kids will field our first ever academy team. And of course, on the infrastructure side, we're going to build both a training facility and a stadium. And so the stadium itself, it's this $240 million project that requires a lot of caretaking and planning and execution. And we're going to break ground later this fall in, let's call it, early September of this year, and that's an enormous 18-month exercise in building the foundation for the club. So, gosh, try finding a 1 and a 1A in that group because they're all pretty important.
Yeah, that was a pretty good Cliff Notes version of putting it all together for us. So let me take you back to hiring. How important is it to hire some of the key people that are Austinites, that are from Austin, that know the soccer market there in some cases?
So we've made it a priority. We brought a significant amount of Major League Soccer experience with us, and we've told the market, we've pledged to the market that we will begin bringing on Austinites. It's important for us as a business to reflect the cultural makeup of Austin, and we need to inject a solid amount of Austin. Let's call it multiculturalism and entrepreneurialism and just local market knowledge into our staff. So that's a big part of our push. And, we've got a couple of roles open right now. And whether whether we're able to fill roles and announce them this week or next month or the months that follow, I think one consistent thread that you'll find is that we'll have a healthy amount of Austinites as part of our hiring process. And that's not going to be for every job, Glenn, but I think it will be, as best we possibly can, the default.
We're talking to Andy Lochnane. He is the president of Austin FC. And talk about a man that's going 24-7 these days. Austin, what a great addition to Major League Soccer it's going to be. And it's going to set up a wonderful, I think, rivalry in Texas with FC Dallas and Houston as well. But before we get into some of the competitive stuff that we're looking farther out at, best practices, that's something that has been shared in Major League Soccer. And I've seen it brought from other markets to Houston, and I look at things that work and things that don't work when examining this stuff. How do you individualize yourself, in a league that does have a lot of consistencies in the way it does things? How do you individualize yourself? Because Austin is a very individual place, and it's encouraged there to be individual, to be expressive, and all those other wonderful things.
So you nailed it. I mean, it's a special place where, you know, creators comfortably create. It's this place that, you know, cultivates the exceptional and the extraordinary. It's where multiculturalism and diversity thrive. It's a place where entrepreneurs and small businesses and large companies all convert ambition into success. And so for us, I think as we set about a mission, it's to reflect the values of Austin. And that can be integrated into, as we just talked about, sort of the makeup of the staff. It can be integrated into the construct of the stadium itself. So, you know, on the stadium design side in particular, one of the things that we want to do is we want to have the stadium feel very Austin-centric. And that can be in some of the textures, the materials that are used, the shapes, the edges. It can be in the way that we integrate, you know, local food and beverage varieties. Certainly can be in the way that we accommodate Austin's, you know, love of the outdoor space alongside the need to balance shading and cooling. So, I think from our perspective, Austin allows you to be, as you said, expressive. And we need to do that as part of our, any business, I think, needs to find a lane. But in particular, our lane needs to be building out a soccer facility that could only fit in Austin, that wouldn't necessarily fit anywhere else.
He's Andy Lochnane, president of Austin FC, joining us here on ESPN Radio. We're really loving this. This is so interesting to kind of see where you are. You only get one chance to start, right? This is a clean palette, so there is some real excitement around all of this and how you guys are going to draw it up, watching, you know, the Minnesotas enter the league and of course, FC Cincinnati this year, Atlanta a couple years ago. It is incredibly exciting. Is your base to draw? Will that go out of Austin? Do you think you'll draw people from other areas? I would imagine up down I-35 for sure.
So we want to be Austin's team. So, you know, I think any Major League Soccer club would have interests in expanding its, you know, let's call it its footprint beyond, you know, the normal urban and surrounding suburban areas. But I think but we need to fortify and strengthen our base in Austin. And then as that merits, we want to continue expanding that around Central Texas. So in simple terms, yes, we incredibly value nearby regions like San Marcos, for example. That's a growing community that is part of, you know, very close to being a part of Austin, certainly Nielsen says that it's part of the Austin DMA. I think if we're going to find focus, though, what we need to do is begin within, let's call it our core radius, which is, you know, the city and the surrounding suburbs, and that includes San Marcos. But from an ambition perspective, you know, we think about not just our where we're going to have fans, it's also where we're going to be growing talent, right? So Texas is a state that's rich with history of developing outstanding Major League Soccer talent. And, we're going to want to begin cultivating that talent in parts of Austin, but also parts outside of Austin. And there's obviously rules around that, but there is a there's an importance to this state as it relates to creating soccer players. And we want to be at the top, certainly as quickly as we possibly can in terms of developing talent.
Now, the other thing I wanted to get into with developing talent, as somebody who's been in Texas a long time, I know Longhorn has a big program down up in Austin when it comes to the youth side of things and player development. Is there any conversations with them as to potentially working together? Because as I've seen here in Houston, when we first got the return of professional soccer with the Dynamo, you know, sometimes if people are pulling in different directions, the end game becomes a little bit more problematic. And, you know, everybody at the end wants to be pulling for the pro team to be successful. So looking at the youth community, your entree into it, is that something you got to make sure you get right from the beginning?
So absolutely. And it's a very important part of growing the affinity of the sport, growing the affinity of the club. But ultimately, you know, a couple things. We want to be able to work with as many clubs as we possibly can. We want to be a welcoming environment, not an exclusive, restrictive environment. That's important. I think from, and this is sort of public and out there, one of our commitments to the city of Austin as part of our lease agreement, it's literally part of the agreement, is that we have to be supportive of a girls' academy that would be complementary to, of course, our investment in a boys' academy. And the way that, you know, U.S. soccer operates the academy and academy territories, it's not up to us. It's not up to Austin FC as to if we can be sanctioned as a girls' academy or to operate a girls' academy. And so what we agreed to with the city is that we would support Lone Star in their existing girls' academy program. So right off the bat, we're going to be partners with Lone Star. Lone Star also operates an outstanding existing boys' DA. From a talent perspective, you know, we've had tryouts the last couple of weeks for our U14 team that I mentioned, and certainly there are Lone Star players and families that are invited to those tryouts that are considering playing our team. And that wouldn't have been possible without strong cooperation between us and Lone Star. But in fairness, there's strong cooperation with us and some of the other clubs in the surrounding area. So I think in simple terms, it's a huge priority to have great relationships with as many clubs as we possibly can. And we've made a conscious decision. We're not going to be in the business of operating youth and select teams. So whether it's a rec team or a select team, we're going to let the marketplace create those opportunities for kids. We'll invest in things like facilities where training and matches can be played. We'll invest in equipment so kids, especially those in need, will have the opportunity to play. But it's not part of our business plan or our success model to operate teams. We'll have others do that. We'll, of course, operate the academy, which is our mandate as an MLS club, but we're not going to be operating youth and select teams.
And I would imagine, I mean, look, you being the pro team in town, you guys are going to be expected to kind of help accelerate the game at all levels.
That's our responsibility. And we think when, you know, any soccer played at any level, whether that's at the introductory rec level to a developmental league like the USL to Major League Soccer, soccer at all levels is extremely important to growing the success of the sport. And, you know, Austin's an outstanding soccer market as it is, but by no means has its full potential been reached. So, it's part of our responsibility to help grow the sport.